We'll find out more at about 9:30. Right now, though, on the Honest Talk, on the Honest Truth, we're talking Voortrekker Road Corridor Improvement District with the Chief Operating Officer, Derek Bock. Feel free, by the way, to share your comments, especially if you live in Bellville, you had lived in Bellville or in Parow. Has the Improvement District been effective? You can share your SMSs, your comments, your thoughts, your remarks. 35904. You can join the conversation as well on the Honest Truth via Facebook and Twitter. Derek, good evening and welcome to the Honest Truth.
Thank you, Benita.
Wonderful to meet you. And you guys must certainly be very, very pleased because the corridor has received a wonderful accolade, I think, which also just speaks to the district's operations and innovations. The Improvement District was recently awarded the very prestigious Pinnacle Award, and I believe is the only Improvement District in the country to receive this recognition, and this in only 5 years is testament to the work being done by all concerned. Congratulations.
Ah, thank you. Yes, the VRCID for short, for the Voortrekker Road Corridor City Improvement District.
Yes.
We cover the area, you know, Bellville and Parow, mainly the CBD areas.
Yes.
And it's the VRCID is one of 39 city improvement districts in Cape Town. I think it's a concept that works. We are the largest city improvement district in Cape Town. And our big brother is the one in the CBD of Cape Town.
Yes.
We all SIDs work very closely together, sharing ideas to make it work. And it's all about public-private partnerships.
We'll get to the partnerships because it proved to be absolutely key, particularly with your submission for the awards. But Derek, you joined Voortrekker after a stint at Big Brother, as you mentioned, the Central District. Did you draw on any learnings from that project which you brought to bear or innovated with the Voortrekker Road?
No, definitely. You know, I started in 2002 at the Central City Improvement District in the CBD of Cape Town. And some of my colleagues are still there. It's definitely when I started at the SID in Voortrekker Road in 2012, I brought all those ideas and lessons learnt.
Yes.
Brought it over because I can tell you in July 2012 when we started, I actually told my chairman then that appointed me, the chairman of the board, actually said one day to me, I don't know what I've done. Why did I take this job on? Because it was from scratch. There was no city improvement district. As they say in Afrikaans, that was die wilde weste geweest.
My word. And how did you manage and navigate those wilde weste water, Derek? Yeah.
No, it is, you know what? It's just commitment, laying down the law. I always tell people, you know, there's a new sheriff in town. That's it, bottom line.
Yeah.
Zero tolerance. This is why we work very well with SAPS Bellville and Parow, as well as with Alderman J.P. Smith and his team at Law Enforcement, Metro Police. We've all got the same idea. The same goal is to make Bellville and Parow safe on the one side. And then what we also do is to clean it up, literally clean the litter.
Yes.
From the streets. I mean, that's what SIDs are about, safe and clean, and then we deal with the homelessness issue as well.
So it's a sense of making conditions favorable for business as well, and there's also a social development component to it.
Yes. No, I mean, people won't, and this is the big thing, try and convince a big company to come invest in an area which is lawless, which is dirty. They'll tell you, sorry, I'm going somewhere else. You know, our competition, and this is, you know, I always joke about it, I don't want people to go to Century City or to the waterfront or to come into town. We need investment back in Bellville and Parow area. So I always tell people, you know, come back to this area. It is the second CBD of Cape Town. Many people don't know that. But Bellville is the second CBD of Cape Town. And we need investment back there. And the city is 100% behind us.
Do you think that receiving the Pinnacle Award could do a lot in terms of stimulating that investment? What does it mean for the VRI?
No, definitely. I mean, this Pinnacle Award was awarded to the VRCID by the International Downtown Association, which is based in Washington in the States.
Yeah.
And we were only one of, I think, 65 cities in the world that was awarded it this year for innovation, especially in terms of social upliftment, social development, and working in partnership with partners, because we can't do it on our own.
No.
City of Cape Town can't do it on our own. Law enforcement agencies can't do it on their own. And we are definitely promoting this, telling people, big corporates, with our partners at the Greater Tigerberg Partnership out in the northern suburbs is, look, we are doing it. We are making a change. We've got international recognition. Now, you know, it's put your money where your mouth is. We need you back. We need you back in the area.
You mentioned words like dirty and lawlessness. I mean, prior to the VRC ID coming into being, how would you describe sort of Bellville, Paro, CBDs? I mean, I grew up in Bellville. And I must admit that over the years, Voortrekker Road has changed quite dramatically.
No, it has. I mean, look, still a long way to go. If you look, the city in town started in 2000. So they've been going for 17 years.
Yeah.
It took them about, you know, and it's an ongoing process. I think we've turned the tide, or we've stemmed the tide in terms of crime and grime. And now it is, first of all, for the city of Cape Town to invest into the area, into infrastructure, which they are now doing, starting to do. Great. And then once again, for big businesses to come in to buy basically blocks of land, if I can call it like that.
Yes.
And old buildings and, you know, to do them over.
Absolutely. Now, perhaps you also have comments listening in to this conversation we're having with Chief Operating Officer at the VRC ID, Derek Buck. Have you noticed a difference within Voortrekker Road, particularly if you live and work in the area? Are the improvements for the better? You can be a part of the honest truth and you can share with your comments. 35904, you can welcome to join us as well on Facebook and Twitter.
Kaapstadse beste, uit die 80s, 90s en nou. Smile 90.4 FM.